分享的题目是以天父的事为念。
The title of my sermon today is Be About My Father's Business.
这是根据一节的经文，是路加福音24:47。
This is from Luke chapter 24:47.
在这节经文的前面呢，讲到耶稣基督他从死里复活了。
The verse talk about Jesus resurrected from death.
然后他用旧约的圣经来指证自己就是神所差遣来的那位救世主弥赛亚。
He uses the Old Testament to testify that he is the Lord that is Messiah that is to come.
然后呢，他给门徒们一个吩咐。
And then he gives them a commandment.
这个经文是这样念的，他说：“人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。”
Repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你使用我们这些不配的仆人。
We thank you for use our sinners.
我们感谢你使用我们。
We thank you for using us.
我们祈求你不断地提醒我们。
We ask you to remind us.
让我们以天父的事为念。
We will be about our Father's business.
可以完成你在世上托付给我们的事工。
We can accomplish the things that you entrusted us.
帮助我们完成你的使命。
Help us to finish your commandments.
做这些奉主耶稣之名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在上一个礼拜，我们教会举办了一年一度的儿童圣经夏令营。
Last week we have our annual vacation Bible school in this church.
这个是我们每年传福音的很重要的事工之一。
This is a very important mission ministry for our church.
在这个营会里面，有许多的小朋友一起来认识、学习耶稣。
During this camp, many children get to learn and know Jesus Christ.
很多的小朋友都决志信主了。
Many children accepted Christ.
那平时有很多他们不来我们教会的这些小孩子的家长们。
Many parents of these children, they don't usually come to our church.
他们也通过这样的一个机会来对我们的信仰有了更多的了解。
And through this opportunity, they get to know the faith that we have.
可喜的是，我们教会里面英文部的很多的年轻人都参与了这个营会的侍奉。
What is exciting is many young people in the English ministry joined this vacation Bible school.
所以他们也参与了传福音的事工。
So they participate in the mission ministry.
那更为可喜的是呢？
What is more exciting?
就是他们当中的好多位年轻人在下一个月将要到亚洲去做短宣的工作。
Is that several of the young people are going to on a short-term mission to Asia to do the missionary?
这是十分令人振奋的。
This is very uplifting.
这些年轻人他们甘心为神摆上，乐意去传扬福音。
These young people are willing to offer themselves to God and spread the gospel.
这个是我们可以看到神对我们教会的祝福。
From this, we can see the blessings that God gives to us.
同时呢，我们也可以看得到。
And the same time, we can see.
我们不要小看这些年轻人。
We should not look down on these young people.
他们也可以为神成就大事。
They can achieve great things for God.
这也让我想起耶稣小时候的他年轻时候的一个故事。
That this reminded me of a story when Jesus was young.
在耶稣十二岁的那一年。
When he was 12 years old.
有一次，他的父母带他去耶路撒冷过节。
His parents took him to Jerusalem for a festival.
那回家的路上呢，却发现耶稣不见了。
On the way returning home, they found out Jesus was not with them.
所以他们心急如焚，赶紧回到耶路撒冷去找耶稣。
They were very worried, so they went back to Jerusalem to look for him.
所以最后呢，是在圣殿里找到了他。
Finally, they found him in the temple.
他当时正在跟当时的那些律法师们在讨论关于神的问题。
He was discussing God's business with all those teachers.
当他的母亲责备他的时候
When his mom reproved him,
耶稣回答说为什么找我呢岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
Jesus answered, Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be about my father's business?
那耶稣是神的儿子
Jesus is God's son.
他这里讲到的父亲自然就是我们的天父上帝
So the father he mentioned here is our heavenly father.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
从圣经里面这一节经文我们可以看到耶稣从小就以天父的事为念
From this verse we can see that Jesus is about his father's business since he was young
那从我们教会自己教会的年轻人他们的侍奉上我们可以看到他们也是以天父的事为念
From the services of those young people of our church we can see that they are about their heavenly father's business
那我们这些其他人特别是我们这些成年人是不是也应该敦促一下自己以天父的事为念呢
So other people like us, the adults, shouldn't we also be about our father's business?
那我们怎么样知道我们是不是以天父的事为念呢？
How do we know we are about our father's business?
这很大程度上是可以从我们对传福音的热忱上可以看得出来。
In a way, we can see from our fervency of spreading the gospel.
圣经里给了我们很多的命令和吩咐。
In the Bible, there are many commandments.
最终的目的就是要让我们把这个美好的信仰能够传扬出去。
But the goal is for us to spread the good news.
有一些命令呢是直接的命令。
Some of them are direct commandments.
比如说在马太福音28章里面讲到的大使命。
For example, in Matthew 28, the Great Commission.
还有刚才我们所念的这一节经文，耶稣在死里复活以后给门徒的一个展望。
And the verses we just read, Jesus.Gave the commandments to his disciples after he resurrected.
人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
Repentance for the forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
圣经里面还有很多其他这种直截了当的叫我们出去传福音的这样的命令。
In the Bible, there are so many commandments that ask us to go out and preach the gospel.
那有一些呢，则是一些比较间接的命令。
There are some indirect commandments too.
比如说在约翰福音13章里面，耶稣吩咐门徒说要他们彼此相爱。
For example, in Matthew
John
13, Jesus commanded disciples to love each other.
要他们活出爱心。
They need to live out their love.
那最终的目的是什么呢？
What's the goal for those commandments?
最终的目的就是要让这些其他人能够从这些门徒的互相关爱上能够认出他们出来。
The goal is for people toSee Jesus Christ through the love they have for each other.
所以他们会被这个信仰所吸引，也有机会来接受这样的一个信仰。
So that they will be attracted by those faith and then come to know Jesus Christ.
所以我们信徒之间互相关爱，我们活出爱心。
So the caring between our believers and live out the love of Jesus.
我们在教会里营造一个爱的大家庭的气氛。
If we create a love family.A family with love, a big family with love.
这是跟传福音有直接关系的。
This is directly related to spreading the gospel.
我们刚刚结束的儿童圣经夏令营，那个目的就是为了传福音。
The vacation Bible school that just finished is to the goal is to spread the good news.
待会应该是有一些年轻人会来跟我们分享他们要到亚洲去短宣的这样的活动跟计划。
Later on, there will be some young people come up and share with us their short-term mission vision.
他们的摆上也是为了传福音的目的。
They offer themselves to spread good news.
在下一周有一个叫龚文辉的牧师来到我们当中带领特别的聚会。
Next week, we'll have a special pastor, Pastor Gong, come to our church to lead some special worships.
他们是准备要全家搬到非洲去，在那里做长期的宣教士。
His whole family is moving to Africa to be long-term missionaries.
他们同样也是为了这个目的。
They have the same goal.
我们教会的名字是福音教会。
The name of church is Mission Church.
我们自然应当以天父的事为念，在传福音上力上加力。
Of course, we need to be about our Father's business, work hard in spreading the gospel.
但是传福音不只是教会团体的责任。
But the responsibility of spreading the gospel doesn't fall on the church alone.
也不是说只是由少数人组成的短宣队的责任。
It's not, it doesn't fall on only a few members of the short-term mission team.
而是每一位基督徒的责任。
It is every Christian's responsibility.
当年神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
When God chose Abraham.
给了他许多的祝福。
Gave him many blessings.
并从他衍生了以色列一族。
And from him,God created the tribe, the people of Israel.
神的原意就是要让这些以色列人在世上成为神的使者。
God meant for the people of Israel to become the messenger of God.
把神的福气传给万民。
To pass God's blessings to all people.
使所有的人都可以因他们得福。
So that everyone can be blessed through them.
不幸的是。
But unfortunately,
以色列人错误地把神给他们的祝福占为己有。
Israel mistakenly take the God's blessing and kept it for themselves.
以至于他们没有以天父的事为念。
So they were not about their father's business.
所以他们没有完成神给他们的托付。
So they did not accomplish what God entrusted them.
所以呢，神就把传递这一福分的责任交给了基督徒。
So God put the responsibility of spreading the gospel to all Christians.
从圣经里面我们可以看到神的一个总体的心意。
In the Bible, we can see God's overall goal.
就是期盼我们这些品尝过耶稣基督从死里复活的恩典的这些人。
Is that for those who tasted grace from the resurrected Christ?
我们在领受了这样的一个祝福以后，不是独自享受。
After we experience the blessing, we don't keep it for ourselves.
而是要让我们成为祝福的管道。
But become the channels of blessings.
让其他人也可以通过我们能够接受这样的信仰。
Let other people receive the blessings through us.
这样我们就成为了他人的祝福。
This way we become blessings of those people.
我们不要犯以色列人所犯的错误。
We should not make the same mistake that Israelites made.
我们应该清楚地意识到。
We should clearly know.
我们每一个基督徒都有宣教的使命。
Every Christian has the responsibility to, for mission.
这就是以天父的事为念。
And that is being about our Father's business.
那有些弟兄姊妹可能会觉得。
Some brothers and sisters might feel.
说自己没有传福音的恩赐。在传福音上是力不从心。
I don't have the gift of evangelism. I cannot do anything in spreading the gospel.
加上我们自己又没有受过职业的训练，这个福音还是让别人去传好了。
Besides, I did not have any training, so I just let other people to do the work.
但是我要告诉大家，传福音不是一种恩赐。
But I'm telling you, spreading the gospel is not a gift.
而是神托付给每位基督徒的责任和义务。
It's a responsibility and obligation that God entrusted to everyone.
只要我们愿意，是每个人都可以去完成这一使命的。
As long as we are willing, we can accomplish this mission.
那我们当怎么样开始去有效地传福音呢？
So what do we, how do we start? How do I effectively spread the gospel?
那首先我要想问一下大家一个问题。
First, I would like to ask everybody a question.
传福音最有效的工具是什么？
What is the most effective tool for spreading the gospel?
是我们能说会辩出口成章吗？
Is it good at talking or argument?
是才高八斗满腹经纶吗？
Is it talent or many degrees that you have?
还是熟读圣经甚至去攻读神学？
Or is it how many Bible verses you have memorized or even have a seminary degree?
或者是我们拥有一本非常有效的非常能说服人的小册子或者是工具书呢？
Or is it a very effective gospel booklet or a tool book?
其实都不是。
It's none of above.
传福音最有效的工具是我们的生活见证。
The most effective tool for spreading the gospel is our life testimony.
很少人是被说服了而信主的。
Very few people were convinced to believe in the Lord.
大部分基督徒之所以信主，都是因为从其他信徒的生命里面看到了信仰的力量而做出这样的决定的。
Most Christians believed because they saw the power of faith in other believers and then make that decision.
大家回想一下自己信主的过程，是不是这样呢？
You can think about the way you became a Christian. Was it like this?
那我现在再来问一下大家一个问题。
I have another question for you.
传福音最大的障碍是什么？
What is the greatest obstacle in spreading the gospel?
是我们教会金钱投入的不够吗？
Is there not enough money put into it from our church?
是我们会众的恩赐不够吗？
Is that we don't have enough gifts in our congregation?
还是大家的时间都不够？
Or is that we don't have enough time?
这些或许都是原因，
Others could be part of the reasons,
但却不是最主要的障碍。
But it is not the major obstacle.
最妨碍我们传福音的还是我们的生活见证。
The greatest obstacle in spreading gospel is our life testimony.
我曾经听到一位慕道的朋友这样评论一位基督徒说，
I once heard a seeker talk about his Christian friend.
他说天堂里有他我才不去呢。
If he is in heaven, I'm not going there.
在上一个周末，我的太太陈腾接到一位她在中学时期最好的朋友打来的电话。
Last weekend, my wife Tan received a phone call from her best friend in middle school.
这位同学很兴奋地说她信主了。
Her friend excitedly told her that she accepted Christ.
我们都为她感到万分的高兴。
We feel very happy for her.
其实陈腾在90年代读完大学出国了，然后在念研究生期间信主了以后，就向这位同学传过福音。
Actually, in the early 90s, after Tan came to America, after she accepted Christ, she talked to her about the gospel.
那个时候，这位同学仍在中国，他对这个信仰是非常感兴趣。
At that time, this person was in China, and she was very interested in Christianity.
他自己买了圣经和诗歌本。
She bought a Bible and hymn books.
他时常上教会。
She attended church very often.
在那个年代，愿意公开去教会的人，应该是对信仰是非常感兴趣的。
At that time, if she is willing to go to the church openly, she is very interesting.
所以她应该离绝志信主应该是非常接近的。
So she is very close to accept Christ as her savior.
但是不久之后她来了美国。
But not long after that, she came to the United States.
然后突然间她就对信仰完全失去了兴趣，在跟她谈这个话题的时候，她总是在拒绝或者回避。
And all of a sudden, she lost interest in Christianity and avoided any question about Christianity.
那陈腾对这个也非常的不明所以。
And Tan did not know what happened.
这一次她在电话上才终于说出了其中的缘由。
Finally, this time she told Tan what was the reason.
原来他在出国以后也有基督徒邀请他去教会。
What happened is after she came to the USA, many Christians invited her to the church.
但是这些基督徒在生活上的糟糕表现让他觉得非常的失望。
But the behaviors of these Christians was really disappointed.
于是他就离开了教会，这样一拖就拖了17年。
So she left the church and 17 years went back.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
别人不单只在听我们说什么。
Other people not only listening to what we are saying.
更多的是在看我们怎么做。
And moreover, they are watching what we are doing.
所以要有效地传福音，我们首先要从建造我们的属灵的品格开始。
So, if we want to effectively spread the gospel, we need to start build up our spiritual character.
我们要力争在一举一动上都有新生的样式。
We need to live out our new life.
使我们的生活可以见证荣耀神。
So our life can be good testimony to bring God glory.
要在生活中活出神的样式。
To live out God in our lives.
很重要的一点就是不要去做不冷不热的基督徒。
It is very important not to be a lukewarm Christian.
圣经上说。
It is said in the Bible.
在启示录第三章十五到十六节，这是神最后的启示里面对老底嘉教会里面所说的两节的经文。
Revelation 3:15 to 16 is God's word to the church of Laodicea.
说我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
I know your deeds that you are neither cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
所以圣经里这里说我巴不得你是神说我巴不得你或冷或热。
So God said that I would rather you were either one or the other.
但是这些信徒呢却是不冷不热。
But these believers are lukewarm.
所以他们的结局可能当然比不上热的基督徒，可能甚至连冷的这些不信的人都比不上。
So these result of these lukewarm Christians will not be as good as the good Christians, fervent Christians, but maybe even worse than non-Christians.
所以在神的眼里，不冷不热的信徒或许还不如不信的人。
So to God, the lukewarm Christian is even worse than the non-Christians.
其实仔细想想，这是很有道理的。
If you think about this, it is really, really reasonable.
对神不冷不热，不热其实就是对神的亵渎。
To be lukewarm to God is blasphemy.
不冷不热的人，不冷不热的基督徒，犹如是人对神这样说。
Lukewarm Christian is saying to God this.
说我相信你，但是你不值得在我心中占据主要的地位。
I believe you, but you don't deserve the highest position in my heart.
或者是我知道您是主人，但是我不会顺从你。
Or he's saying, I know you are the Lord, but I'm not going to obey you.
大家想想，这是不是对神的亵渎呢？
When you think about it, isn't this a blasphemy to God?
不冷不热的基督徒是没有办法为神带来美好的见证的。
Lukewarm Christians cannot bring glory to God.
那怎么样的基督徒是算是不冷不热呢？
So what kind of Christians are lukewarm Christians?
我最近在读一本书。
I'm reading a book.
其中列举了一些他们的一些特征。
And it listed some characteristics of lukewarm.
我自己颇受启发，也颇觉得汗颜。
I benefit from it, but at the same time, I feel ashamed.
所以我选了其中的几条来跟大家分享。
So I chose some of them to share with you.
所以希望和大家一同借鉴。
So we can learn from it.
这本书里面讲到不冷不热的基督徒有下面的这些特征。
So the characteristics of lukewarm Christians are these.
首先是他们时常上教会，但只是基于形式，认为这是所谓的好基督徒所当做的。
They go to church often, but it is just formality. They think Good Christians should do this. That's why they do this.
他们给教会奉献，但是却是以不影响自己的生活标准为前提，是在自己有了剩余之后才想到给予。
They donate to church, but they donate what they have left over. The donation will never affect their living standard.
在遇到真理上的冲突时，他们往往是两面逢迎，更在乎更多的是人怎样评价他们的举动，而不是神怎样审视他们的品格。
When there is question about the truth, they will try to please both sides. They worry more about how people judge their action, and they don't worry about how God is going to judge their character.
他们真正在乎的不是从罪中得拯救，而是要避免罪所带来的惩罚。他们对罪并不是深恶痛绝，只是害怕罪的报应。他们并不觉得基督徒的生命是丰盛的。
What matters to them is not salvation from sin, but more importantly, it is to avoid the punishment brought by sin. They don't hate sin, but only afraid of the consequences of sin. They don't feel that Christian life are abundant life.
他们也被热心摆上的基督徒的见证所感动，但他们自己却是裹足不前。他们认为那些基督徒只不过是一些激进分子。
They are moved by the testimony of some devoted Christians, but they hesitate in going forward. They think those devoted Christians are radicals.
他们很少与邻舍、同事或者朋友分享福音，因为担心自己会遭到排斥。
They seldom share their faith with their neighbors or colleagues or friends. They worry about rejections from those people.
他们满足于自己的品行是比上不足，比下有余。他们时常为自己开脱，往往是悔而不改。导致没有生命上的改变。
They are satisfied with their characters are better than some, but not as good as some others. They find excuses for themselves. They often feel sorry for what they did, but no changes. So there's no change in their lives.
他们说自己爱耶稣，但是并不是尽心、尽意、尽力。他们只让耶稣掌管自己生活的一部分，大多数时候呢是我行我素。
They say they love Jesus, but it is not with all their hearts, minds, or strength. They only let Jesus take control of part of their lives, and most of the time they do what they want.
他们也说自己爱神，但却不愿意爱人如己。他们只爱那些自己喜欢或合得来的人。他们对人的爱是带有高度的选择性和条件性的。
They say they love God, but they don't want to love others as themselves. They only love those they like or they can get along. Their love for other people are highly choosy.And conditional.
他们也在教会里侍奉，但首先考虑到的是自己在时间、金钱及体力上的局限。
They also serve in church, but they often restrained by their time and ability.
他们说自己愿意顺服神，但却对神的命令置若罔闻。
They say they are willing to obey God, but they ignore God's commandments.
比如说，一边在说原谅人，一边却仍然怀恨在心。
For example, On one side, they say we need to forgive people, but they kept the hate in their hearts.
一边说不可含怒到日落，一边却终日耿耿于怀。
God says, "Don't let the sun go down on your anger," but they're still keeping the grudges.
他们为自己的丰富感谢神，但却很少回想到应该如何回馈，特别是怎么样去帮助那些困苦需要帮助的人。
They thank God for their abundance, but they don't give back, especially when it comes to help poor and needy people.
他们对这个世界的忧虑远超过了对天国的向往。
Their minds are more on this world more than on the world to come.
生活常是在为一些琐事而奔波。
They're often busy for small things of this world.
对于这一点 ,C.S. Lewis, 鲁易士曾经这样写道。
About this, C.S. Lewis once said.
鲁易士说，历史告诉我们，在今世成效最大的基督徒正是那些为将来世界思量最多的人，正是因为基督徒已经在很大程度上不再憧憬将来的世界，所以他们在今世变得软弱无力。
C.S. Lewis said, "If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this."
换一句话说。
In another word.
当我们不以天父的事为念的时候，我们这些基督徒就会失去我们在这个世界的影响力。
If we are not about our Father's business, then we lose our effectiveness in this world.
我想这些特征我们还可以继续的列举下去。
I can still list many characteristics of this.
但是我们今天就先看这么多吧。
But let's stop here today.
我们有没有觉得这些是在说我们自己呢？
Do we feel that these characters fit us?
当然，这里列举的许多的特征。
Of course, many characteristics listed here.
或许是我们在属灵生命成长过程当中所经历的不同的阶段。
Maybe there are just different stages that we experience during our spiritual growth.
也许是我们在属灵生活当中所经历的一些正在经历的一些挣扎和软弱。
Maybe there are just some weaknesses or struggles that we are experiencing right now.
如果我们觉得其中有几条是在说我们自己，
If we felt that some of the characteristics fit us,
不代表说我们就一定是不冷不热。
Doesn't mean that we are definitely lukewarm.
我们也没有必要垂头丧气。
We don't need to feel defeated.
关键是在于我们应当怎么样去面对。
The main thing is how do we face it?
如果我们愿意改进，
If we are willing to improve,
这是蒙神所喜悦的。
It is pleasing to God.
神一定会帮助我们战胜自身的软弱。
God will help us to overcome our weaknesses.
一个成熟的生命当然可以很好的见证神。
A mature Christian life can give good testimony.
但一个生命还没有完全成熟，但是他愿意改变，有生命的改变，这样同样是可以见证神的美好的。
A life is not mature, but is willing to change. That life can still give good testimony for God.
关键是我们要愿意改变。
The key point is whether we are willing to change or not.
最可怕的就是我们安于现状。
But the most terrible thing is that we are satisfied with our conditions.
不悔改，不思改进。
No repentance, no improvement.
那就很可能会沦入不冷不热的不可自拔的地步。
It's very likely we fall into the lukewarm status.
那为什么不冷不热的信徒没有办法有效地传福音呢？
So why lukewarm believers cannot spread the gospel effectively?
这道理是很简单。
The answer is simple.
一来，如果我们自己都不能体验那种依靠神、信靠神的那种生活的美好。
First, if we don't experience the sweetness of depending on God,
我们怎么又有动力去跟别人分享这样的一个生命呢？
How can we be motivated to share this with other people?
二来，
Second,
当别人在我们的身上看不到好的改变，甚至看到的是我们的言行不一。
If people don't see the good changes in us, or even worse, they see the inconsistency in our lives.
他们大概也清楚地知道我们对自己的信仰只是说说而已罢了。
Then they will know that we are just talk about our faith.
是没有生命力的。
There's no power in it.
这样他们又怎么会信呢？
How can they believe?
所以我们要以天父的事为念，有效地去传扬福音。
So we need to be about our Father's business, spread the gospel effectively.
我们就首先要从铸造我们的属灵的品格开始。
We need to start with building our characters.
我们要尽力地提高我们属灵生命的热度。
We need to raise our spiritual fervency.
那为什么有时候，很多时候我们的属灵生活的热度会降温呢？
Why do we lose our spiritual fervency?
这里面可能有很多的原因。
There are many reasons.
但是根据我的观察，
But from my observation,
很多的原因归根结底都是因为基督徒对神缺乏敬畏造成的。
The major reason is we lack the reverence of God.
很多时候基督徒对神是敬而不畏。
Sometimes, many times we respect God but not revere God.
我们敬拜神，我们都想从神那里得到很多的祝福。
We worship God. We want to get blessings from God.
但是我们对神有这种畏惧吗？
But we have the revere for God.
因为对神缺乏敬畏，导致了我们属灵生活的懒散。
Because we lack of the reverence for God, it leads to sluggish in our spiritual life.
我们或许对世上的老板的敬畏都超过了对神的敬畏。
Most of the time, we reveal our earthly boss far more than God.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say that?
大家有没有留意到？
Did you notice?
我们每次在教会崇拜开始的时候，
Every time when our Sunday service starts,
准时来到的人有多少呢？
How many people come on time?
可能还不到人数的一半。
Maybe less than half.
如果我们的老板叫我们去开会，
If our earthly boss calls us to a meeting,
会有那么多人迟到吗？
Will half of the people be late?
从更低的一个层次来说，
From another level,
我们每次去看电影都会在那个电影开场以后十分钟才入场吗？
If you go to a movie, will you get there 10 minutes after the movie start?
我们来聚会敬拜神，
We come to worship and worship God.
我们是让神等我们呢，还是我们在这里恭候神？
Do we let God or do we wait for God here?
从这一点上可以看出我们对神有没有这种敬畏。
From this point, we can see whether we reverent God.
希望我们每一位弟兄姊妹都成为火热的基督徒。
I hope all our brothers and sisters become fervent for God.
从准时参加聚会开始。
Starting with being on time on Sunday worship.
培养我们对神的敬畏。
Cultivate our reverence for God.
要提高属灵生命的热度。
We want to raise our fervency.
很重要的另外一点就是要在真道上造就自己。
Another very important thing is to build ourselves up in the truth.
我们需要建立一个良好的读经和祷告的习惯。
We need to establish a good habit of Bible reading and praying.
我们要时常的去了解神的话语。
We need to understand God's words.
你想想，如果我们常说主啊主啊，
If we always say Lord, Lord,
但是却对主的话不了解，也不想去了解，
But we don't know His word or we don't want to know.
那别人不把我们当笑话来说才怪呢。
They would, people would think we are laughing stock.
我们很积极地参加主日崇拜，这是很好的。
We actively participate in Sunday worship. That is good.
但是主日讲道并不能让我们很系统、很细致地来了解圣经。
But Sunday sermon cannot give a systematic understanding of the Bible.
举个简单的例子。
Give you a very simple example.
在一个医生的候诊室里面等了很多的病人。
There are many patients waiting in a doctor's waiting room.
那这个时候，这个医生出来。
The doctor came out.
就对所有人说：“我现在给你们所有人开一个处方，你们就平平安安的拿着这个处方去按照他的所写的药去吃药就好了。”
I'll give each one of you a prescription. You just go home, take the medicine, and you'll be fine.
他给所有的人开了同样的一个处方。
He gives the same prescription for every patient.
大家想想，这些病人拿着这个处方以后回去就药到病除了吗？
Think about it. Would these patients be cured with this one prescription?
主日讲道就有点像是这样的一个处方。
Sunday sermon is like this one prescription.
我们是不能单靠它来支撑我们的属灵生活的。
We cannot depend only on it for our spiritual growth.
我们还必须要花时间自己来学习圣经。
We need to spend time in studying the Bible.
我们教会里安排了多门的主日学的课程。
Our church has many Sunday school classes.
就是为了帮助大家能够更细致地学习圣经而安排的。
That's we want to help everybody to know the Bible more.
很可惜的是。
But unfortunately,
我们参加主日学的人数大概也还不到我们参加崇拜的人数的一半。
The number of people that attend Sunday school is probably less than half the people attend Sunday worship.
我知道主日学的时间是很好的一个去买菜的时间，对不对？
I know the Sunday school time is a good time to do grocery shopping.
特别是我们这里离 Costco 不远，离这个黎明超市也不远。
Especially we are so close to Costco and 黎明 supermarket.
崇拜完了去买菜，刚好可以做到属灵属世两不误。
After Sunday worship, go grocery shopping. You took care of both spiritual and worldly things.
但如果我们重视在真道上造就自己
，But if we treasure building up ourselves in the truth.
以天父的事为念
well, about our Father's business,
就会知道应当如何做出选择
then we will know how to make that choice
也盼望我们都能够立下这样的一个心智
I hope we can make up our mind
在圣经上多下功夫
to study the Bible
从参加主日学开始
and then start by attending the Sunday school
对神建立更多的敬畏让我们的灵命上更加火热
we'll be more reverent of God and more fervent in our spiritual life
那要提高属灵生命的热度
To raise the fervency of our spiritual life
更高的一个层次就是要顺服神的命令
The higher level is to be obedient to God's commandments
其中包括我们要主动地走出去
And that include to go out and tell
把这个福音传给我们周遭的人
Tell the good news to other people
我们纵观教会的历史
If you survey church history
每次的灵命大复兴都会带来宣教的火热。
Every time there was a spiritual revival, it would bring fervency in mission.
宣教不是教会制定计划和定下目标的结果。
Mission is not the result of church planning or goal.
而是信徒们在属灵的热度上增加了，他们的属灵生命火热了。
It is the raising of the fervency of spiritual life of the believers in the church.
他们都愿意以天父的事为念。
They are willing to be about our Father's business.
从而按耐不住心中的激情。
They could not suppress the excitement in their hearts.
促使他们就走出去。
So they go out.
进至自己的社区。
They go to their neighborhood.
远至其他的国家，甚至是蛮荒之地。
Or as far as other countries, even in the wilderness.
用各样的方式来传扬福音。
They use every way they know to spread the gospel.
从200年前的英国到100年前的美国，直到今天的韩国。
From 200 years ago England, 100 years ago America, and today's Korea.
我们都可以观察到这样的一个现象，这样的一个规律。
We can observe the same phenomena.
那相反呢？今天在美国跟在英国的这些信徒们的属灵热度都下降了，他们的灵性没落了。
But on the contrary, today the spiritual condition of both England and American have fallen.
宣教的热情也就一落千丈。
So their passion for mission failed too.
我们要做以天父为念的基督徒。
So we want to be about our Father's business.
我们就要保持这种宣教的热忱。
We need to keep our passion for mission.
刚才我所说的是通过基督徒的生命的改变来传扬福音。
I talk about spreading gospel through the changed lives of Christians.
这是宣传，是非常重要的。
This is through our behavior. This is very important.
但是却还不完全。
But it is not all.
我们还必须要实施具体的行动。
But we need to actions.
包括应用我们的言语。
That includes our words.
有一句话说得非常的精辟。
This is, there is a saying.
Preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words. 意思就是说，我们时常要传福音，有必要时就用言语。我刚才已经自己翻译了。
If necessary, use words.
用言语传福音。
Use words to spread gospel.
最有效的方式。就是讲述自己的见证。
The most effective way to spread the gospel use words is to tell your own testimony.
自己信主前是怎么样的
？Well, you were like before you accept Christ.
是怎么样信主的
？How you believed in Christ.
那信主以后有些什么样的改变
？And what are the changes after you believe?
保罗就是时常用这样的方式来传福音的。
Paul used this method very often to spread the gospel.
因为讲个人的见证是强有力的。
Because personal testimony is very powerful.
每个基督徒都应该有一个三到五分钟的个人信主的见证。
Every Christian should prepare 3 to 5 minutes personal testimony.
这个应该是可以背出来的。
So you can recite it.
可以随时跟别人分享的。
Whenever it's needed, you can share with people.
所以这样呢，我们就可以随到随传。
So you can use it anytime needed.
当你需要向别人传福音的时候，就把自己的见证可以 跟别人讲出来。
When you want to spread gospel to your to other people, you can tell them your testimony, personal testimony.
这也是符合圣经的。
And this is very biblical.
在圣经里面，彼得前书第三章十五节是这样说的。
In the Bible, 1 Peter 3:15 says,
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备。以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
In your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
所以我们要时常做好准备。
So we need to be ready.
这样有需要的时候，我们就可以用得上。
When it's needed, we can use it.
有一位姊妹是在 Duke 上班的。
There was a sister working in Duke.
有一次他在工作的团队里面遇到了很大的困难。
There's one time she was experiencing great difficulty in her work.
这个团队里面的所有其他人都觉得非常的郁闷。
So everybody else in the team was worried.
但这位姐妹呢却是蛮有喜乐。
But this sister was full of joy.
她的同事就察觉出来了。
Her co-worker felt that way.
他们觉得很奇怪。
They felt very strange.
他们就来问她。
And ask her.
说大家都在为难，你为什么却一点都不担忧呢
？How come everybody is worried, but you are not?
这位姐妹就跟她的同事说
，She answered,
我是信耶稣的，我上教会，这就是我力量的来源。
Because I believe in Jesus Christ, I go to church, and this is my source of strength.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们把自己生命的喜乐活出来的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we live out the joy in our life,
别人是察觉得出来的
，Other people can see it.
那这个时候我们就很自然的当别人来询问的时候我们就以温柔敬畏的心来回答他们
So, in times like this you can naturally bring out your testimony and answer
我们就可以把我们的见证带出来
We can bring out our personal testimony to them
当我们时常做好了准备以后
When we are ready, when we prepared
传福音的机会可能就会自己找上门来
The opportunity of spreading the gospel will knock on your door
希望我们都能够常做准备
I hope we can be prepared all the time.
那其他我们可以传福音可以采用的方式还有很多。
There are many different other ways that we can use to spread the gospel.
在每一天，我们都可以用这样的机会来传福音。
Every day we can make use different methods to spread the gospel.
比如说，我们打个关怀的电话。
For example, we make a caring phone call.
我们写张关心的卡片。
We write a caring note.
我们到公共场合或者到超级市场去派发福音的资料。
We can go to Chinese grocery store or public places to pass out the tracts.
我们可以邀请朋友来上教会，来团契。
We can invite friends to our church or our fellowship.
将来若是我们的属灵火热达到了一定的程度。
And when our spiritual fervency reaches a certain level.
我们教会甚至可以差派宣教士。
Our church can even send out our own missionaries.
或者我们是可以出到外面去帮助其他地方的人建立更多的教会。
Or we can go to other places and help the people there to establish a church.
那同时呢，我希望能提醒一下大家。
At the same time, I want to remind everybody.
传福音不单只是我们的宣传，也不单只是我们的言传。
Spreading the gospel is not only what we say or what we do.
还有另外很至关重要的一环，就是要为慕道的朋友还有为传福音的事工祷告。
Another very important thing is that we need to pray for seekers and pray for ministry.
我们在四月份施洗的时候
，When we had our April baptism,
受洗的人数打破了教会创立以来所创下的人数的记录。
The number of people got baptized broke all our records since our church was established.
我们四月份有十五位弟兄姊妹接受洗礼。
We have 15 people got baptized.
过去的老的记录是在教会创立初期的时候所创下的14个人。
Our record that was established when the church was just established was 14 people.
这不是说人数有那么的重要。
I'm not saying the number is so important.
但是我相信在很大程度上。
But I believe in a great extent.
弟兄姊妹祷告，特别是在教会的祷告会上，我们一一的点名的为这些慕道的朋友祷告，在很大程度上促成了这样一个美好的结果。
I believe that Christians pray for those seekers. We pray for those seekers during our church prayer meeting. We name each name and pray for them individually. I believe it helped or in part of the reason that we have so many people got baptized.
每次在祷告会上，圣灵都有感动，把这些慕道的朋友的他们的名字放在弟兄姊妹的心里面。
Every time in church prayer meeting, the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts, and brothers and sisters will pray for those seekers one by one by their names.
所以弟兄姊妹们就一一的点名的为这些慕道的朋友祷告，同心祷告。
So we pray for those seekers one by one by their names.
然后如果我们知道有谁要去探访一位慕道的朋友
，If we know somebody is going to visit the seekers,
我们就为探访的人祷告，也为被探访的人祷告。
We pray for the person who is going to visit, and we also pray the person that is being visited.
求神预备这些朋友的心。
We pray that God will prepare their hearts.
结果很多这些被祷告的朋友都决志信主了。
And as a result, those people we prayed for, they accepted Christ.
你愿意一起来为慕道的朋友、为传福音的事工祷告吗
？Are you willing to join us and serve in this mission ministry to spread the gospel?
或许你认为你自己现在还做不了什么，在传福音的事工上还做不了什么。
Maybe you feel you are not equipped to do this mission ministry.
但是我想你至少可以来参加祷告会，一同来为这些慕道的朋友祷告，这也是我们参与宣教侍奉的一个重要的途径。
But at least what you can do is come to the prayer meeting, and we can pray for these seekers together and be part of the ministry.
所以下一次在教会祷告会上，希望能够见到你，我们一起来同心祷告。
So, hope to see you next time in our church prayer meeting. We can pray together.
让更多的人能够信主。
So more people can come to know Christ.
所以不管怎么样。
So either way.
只要我们心中以天父的事为念。
As long as we are about our Father's business.
我们就一定会想方设法的通过各样的途径去完成传福音的使命。
We will find ways to accomplish this mission. Ministry.
当我们尽力这样去做的时候
When we try to do our best to spread the gospel,
我们的人生就是一个传承生命的人生
We become an ambassador for Christ.
是一个为神所喜悦的人生
It is a life that pleasing to God.
将来有一天我们面对神的时候
When one day we meet God in the future,
我们也可以放胆地说
We can boldly say,
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
希望我们每个人都有这样的把握。
I hope everyone has this kind of confidence.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你提醒我们什么是以天父的事为念。
We thank you to remind us what is to be about our Father's business.
我们祈求你帮助我们建立对你更多的敬畏。
We pray that you help us to be more reverent to you.
让我们成为火热的基督徒。
We become fervent Christians.
让我们的教会成为火热的教会。
Our church will become fervent.Church,
成为一个宣教的教会。
Become a mission church.
我们知道在我们自己能力还有限。
We know we are limited in our abilities.
所以我们需要你的帮助。
That's why we need your help.
求你帮助我们完成你的使命。
We pray that you help us to accomplish your mission.
所以这些奉主耶稣之名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.